Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Okay. There's a little bit of an incident over the weekend on Friday that I think needs to be addressed on the show. Amy, would you agree?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Have you been in cahoots behind my back?
No.
All right, okay. No. No, I didn't know we were covering this during this segment. I didn't know. Okay, yeah, go on, go for it.
Okay.
Absolutely, take it away.
So on a Friday, we do a thing called Cheese and No Cheese, as you know, on Beat Breakfast. We've been doing it many years. She picks a cheesy song, I pick a not-so-cheesy song, and it's been a good battle this year, to-ing and fro-ing. All the way. But when Sho wins, she really likes to get into it and dance. And she films herself and Aoife comes in and it's big, big dance-off. And your song on Friday, of course, was...
Waka Waka, Shakira, Shakira, or not.
Yes. So when Waka Waka was playing, as selected by you... Sho got into a routine, started dancing, and you
sorry,
might.
Sorry, I think you'd call it fun.
Sorry for having fun.
Sorry for having fun.
You might have seen it was on My Story, Her Story, The Beat Story, this dance, which involved her standing on a swivel chair in the studio dancing. Now, the audio was muted, so you can't hear me, but you can definitely see my hands. Or, like, you shouldn't be doing this, right?
He looks like I am not taking part in this, but also, like, I'm the main man, so I should be stopping it.
Yeah, I should
but
say
I didn't
something.
Stop it, so I guess, like, the moment has kind of passed. But you're going to give me some feedback that you received on your socials over the weekend.
I did, yeah. There was quite a few people responded.
I need names and I need, just give me names. I'd like their usernames. Show me the receipts, please.
Suzanne, who's listening in this morning. Suzanne, if you want a voice note and have a little word, that's up to you. And she basically says, where's it gone? If I was running a health and safety in Beat, I'd be having words with Sho. Okay?
I wouldn't like to come up against Suzanne, to be fair. I'd say
Speaking of that, she stands
on business.
I'm not going to give the name on this.
No, you have to give the name.
Well, you can see it.
Yeah, okay.
But let's just say it's People and Culture.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And it was a comment that just says, if Charlie sees this.
Yeah.
Now, context, Charlie is our facilities manager. He's a wonderful man, but he does get very upset at mishaps in the workplace. Yeah.
Can I see the message? If Charlie sees this, hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, would you like to say anything? Or?
I guess we went out on a high. That will be the last time that I get up on a chair and dance to Cheese or No Cheese and celebrate a win on the chair. I think I had a good run at it. But I guess People and Culture have caught up with me.
Yeah.
And it's time to hang up my boots when it comes to dancing on chairs in the workplace. I can't tell you I won't be doing that in the comfort of my own home. But for those listening this morning, including Charlie, it's a privilege to work with you, and I'm sorry if I let you down on Friday. I just got carried away. The momentum was too much. The win, it took over. I was celebrating, and part of me celebrating is, do you know what? I think it's because I'm not a risk taker. I think it's because I just don't really break the rules. And a little bit of me just wants to be wild every now and then.
That's
as wild as it gets for me.
I have this fear that there's going to be an all-out across the entire radio network today, asking people not to dance on chairs.
Oh, God.
So that you pack Kenny's going to get this email. Claire Byrne is going to get this email. Matt Cooper is going to be told don't dance. And I always said the one thing I'd hate is to be the person responsible for the all at email because of your behaviour.
So, I wonder will he name me though, because I really feel like I all jokes aside, I've never been in trouble in my life, but I really feel it would put this little Sho on the map. It would make us go nationwide, to be honest with you. What is the feedback?
Brendan says yes, that was very dangerous Sho.
Sorry Brendan, okay, I'm sorry.
Also with a message from Mark who says, come on, up on the chair and let fly. No, that's not the attitude we need, Mark.
Mark is trying to bring me down.
And Shane says, what was the worst that could have happened? Get yourself a bigger chair next time.
No, Shane, unfortunately, no more fun for me.
No
more
dancing on chairs. The fun police have been in.
I must retire my chair boots. It was fun while it lasted, lad. I had a ball.
Beat Breakfast.
That'll be a treat for you. Oh, right. Where do you want to start with this? Like, where did this come from? What exactly is it? This thing that I'm holding in my hand?
So, Thomas clearing out, we still had some boxes in my parents' garage, and they were kind of storage things, and he went through them the other day and brought some into our house. And this, I was kind of disappointed that I hadn't taken better care of it, because it was a, it was actually a phone book.
A contacts book, you'd
call it, rather. A contacts book, yeah. From when I was 16 years of age, and my drama teacher at the time gave it to me as a present. It's, I mean, quite, it's unique, quite, it like, is it's nice. Really pretty.
It's got a kind of metal case around it, so it's sturdy. I mean, yeah, like some of the pages now, a bit brown, a bit curled.
It's not
but
bad,
they're of their time,
like,
you know?
It's not bad for how old it is. Mm. And it was a contacts book, but what happened was I had it in fourth and fifth year, and I think people started to write notes to me in it. And then I said this to you yesterday in the production meeting, like, oh, am I the only one that did this in school? Mm. So what happened was my friends and some boys started to write it.
Boys?
I don't know.
Boys, boys, boys. They're looking for a good time. Boys, boys, boys.
But it just, it's kind of funny that I still have it, and that, you know, people wrote in it and they were just writing me messages, and there's kind of like, there's information about people that fancied, who fancied who, and there's Kathy Wex in it from when we were 16.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That was when we went to see Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah,
that was our little date. So I think what I said was, I just wanted to know, do you remember when you were like 16, 17, did you have like a little notebook
or
that you
younger?
And your friends wrote
I think people might have done
in.
It at like 13, 14, 15, sending notes to each other, yeah. Writing on homework, journals.
Yeah, Niall thinks that I should have grown out of it by this stage. That's what you said.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, we're going to talk to you on that in a moment, but I think it's important we give some samples from the 16-year-old show's contacts book, which became a kind of slash journal slash place where people could leave their thoughts. What you get in there is, obviously you get a lot of names and numbers. I won't read those out.
They're probably not even
I'd be interested
active.
To see how many people still have these same mobiles.
Yeah.
There's a good bit of positive poetry, I'd say.
See, I was positive even when I was a teenager, which I'm quite impressed with. I haven't changed that much.
There's a lot of
what
notes.
What is that?
This is your final page, and it's you cut out some cardboard bits and sellotape them in. It says, make the first move, and there's three lips. What kind of signal are we sending there, show?
Well, I suppose just if you want something, go for it, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Where are you starting?
I'm going to just get the right music for this now, and just to get it right, we need to make sure the scene is set.
Dear diary.
Okay. We'll start with a poem.
Today I saw
someone somewhere thinks of your smile and knows in your presence that life is like is worthwhile. So when you are lonely and when you are blue, remember someone somewhere is thinking of you. Are you writing that to yourself or, you know?
I think it was a time where there was certain like poems and sayings that were, there was another one about believing in yourself.
Mm.
What's that one that you're going to read?
Okay.
There?
Learn from your errors. Don't dwell in the past. Never withdraw from a world that is vast. Believe in yourself. Find the best in you. Let your spirit prevail. Steer a course that is true. Oh, yeah, like it.
Right, I didn't write that.
Oh, didn't
I copied it from somewhere.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
For the sad days.
Yeah, yeah.
The breakup
when I needed
days.
A lift. Yeah.
Let's continue with some of the notes then. Babs, whoever that might be.
That was my bestie in school, Barbara.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, babe, me here again. I've just read all your notes. People are so kind and nice. Why? Only messing. We have to find ourselves some decent men. Talk to you later. Love always, Barbara. You have to find yourself some decent men.
So Barbara and I were besties in secondary school, and now we're besties again. We met up and we go to the same gym, and Barbara's the one that loves the long voice notes.
Oh, that's Barbara. Wow.
That's Babs.
This is Laura. Okay. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, chicken. Well, we're getting ready to go out at the moment.
It's imagine getting ready to go out and she's writing in my notebook.
It's Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Don't shift too many fellas now. I can't believe you bet me by one card this year.
What's
she's got one more Valentine's card than me. She's raging. She's raging. I have to go and do your hair now. Lucky you.
And that is so funny because Laura went on to become a very successful hairdresser.
No way.
Yes. I love that.
Okay, we might do one more note. My music is running out. Let's come out more, Brittany.
Back, Brittany.
Yo, what's happening, babe? Do you know something? I'm pretty fed up at the moment. Just don't forget about me when couples go out on a couples night, which will probably be this weekend. But sure, hey, I'm an independent woman and proud of it. Don't worry, I'll have them crawling at my feet. Gotta go. Lots of love, and that's from Kathy Wenks. Oh, no. So you had a fella and she didn't, so she was writing, they will be crawling at my feet soon.
Oh, my God, I can't breathe. She did. She was very popular as well. Just obviously not when she was writing in that. Mm. She'll kill me.
She will. She will. Right. What are your memories of notes to your friends? I was saying, what I remember is, in secondary school, obviously I was in an all-boys school and then girls were in all-girls school and we didn't have mobiles back then. So there was no real way to communicate with each other between weekends.
Yeah, see each other, write notes.
Other than ring the house phone, which was terrifying because mom or dad would answer.
Yeah.
So generally notes were sent. Notes were written in school, given to, let's say, a girl who lives in my estate. She would drop it to my house that evening.
Were you in a mixed school?
I was in an all-boys school.
Oh, right, okay.
And then I would have a note ready to give back to that girl who she would bring to school the next morning. That's how we worked our notes system back in the
day.
And
then you had to wait.
You had to wait for 24 hours for contact. No SMS or WhatsApp.
Please let me know if anybody was
any other losers out there.
Don't call me a loser. Do you know what? I'm really glad that I have this. And I'm incredibly, incredibly proud of the fact that Kathy's name is in there and that she is still my best friend in the world. Like, that is just so... I'll keep that forever. And I'm sorry that I embarrassed her, but it's all in the name of good content.
She's gone home sick from work today.
It's just nostalgic and it's lovely. And in some ways, like with my positive and like my poems and affirmation stuff, I haven't really changed very much.
No, you haven't changed a lot in the years.
Let's talk to Jolene this morning. Jolene, how are you, darling girl?
How are you? Good, thanks.
You were listening and this
Well,
sparked,
firstly yeah. now, firstly now, I know you're with your wife at the moment. What did you think of Show's lovely notes?
Oh my God, it reminded me of how cringe I was as well. Good. When you think about it, yeah, when you listen back, you're like, oh my, it's like listening to yourself for the first time ever on the phone. You're like, oh my God.
Actually, just Jolene, while we have you, Niall didn't read out the main one that was meant to be read. Everyone was meant to read this before they wrote in it. So just have a listen here. Go on.
Hello to everyone who is writing in my little silver book. Just to let you know that if you're cool enough to write in here, I'll bet you're just a babe. So whoever I'm talking to, you're a star. See ya, miss ya, love ya, Shona. And then she has a little sticker with her Aircel mobile number in there, just in case.
See ya, miss ya, love ya. Yeah, it was fairly cringe. I still am, to be honest with you, Jolene. But look, good times, good times. Talk to us, girl. You had this unlocked something when you were listening.
Yeah, it was lovely. They unlocked a lovely memory. I was in the Good Shepherd's school there. You know, remember when all your parents threatened you? If you're not good, you'll go into the Good Shepherd's.
Yeah.
On Bunker's Hill there. Okay. Well, I actually did go in there. And I remember the first day I went in there, there was this other lovely girl there called Caroline, and we became best friends. But we had, you know, the little diaries that you had the little lock on.
Yes, yeah.
And nobody could break into it. Like, well, we exchanged those and we used to write all our thoughts in it because she went to the prez and I went to the Ursuline. And so we used to write all our thoughts in it. You know, our little boyfriends, we thought they were boyfriends, but we thought they were, because we were 13, 14, we were like, thought we were the BB. And we used to exchange them. And then at the end of the day, then she'd come home from her school and I'd go home from mine and we'd swap them. And we just get a right laugh off it. But I remember finding it years later and going through it and going, oh my God, that is so mortifying.
But at the time, it was like everything. It was the way of like sharing stories and exchanging.
How long did that go on for with your pal in terms of the notebook?
It went on for a year and a half. Wow. And then she moved. she moved off up to another foster family, and then we kept up the notes, but they were obviously letters then.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just so funny reading back. Like, I didn't even know I had a huge crush on my geography teacher at the time.
And are you still in touch?
On my geography teacher.
Well, that's it. Are you still in touch with the girl?
Yeah, we met up there about 10 years ago again. I ended up marrying someone from Carlow, actually. And so I was going up a lot more. And I was like, I must look her up. And she was on Facebook. And it was really lovely because the Good Shepherds closed down. That's why we were leaving in that time. We got sold to the college. So, but yeah, we met up and it was just lovely to go through all those memories again. And like, just even you bringing up the notebook, I was like, God, I forgot about that. Like, that was so cool. And it was a way for us to communicate our little thoughts that we may not have been able to. When you're in a group like that, you know, it's a lot of noise and chaos, and your thoughts aren't your own. But like, it was just so lovely. Like, what? It was so cringe in the back.
But you were cringing together. You found each other. And that is the most important part. Jolene, you're
such
an absolute star. Can I just say, thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us. We really appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
Just for you.
Hang on, she's got a final message for you, Jolene.
Jolene, just for you, darling girl.
Okay.
See ya, miss ya, love ya.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
This Sunday, the 21st of June, is Father's Day, right?
Yeah, don't forget.
And I spotted this. The top dad jokes have been revealed ahead of Father's Day. And as we know, as you know, you, Niall, Amy, you listen to this show, jokes wouldn't be my thing. They would not be my thing.
Which is really weird, linked to Father's Day, given jokes are your dad's thing. He does jokes.
They are Phil's thing, but they're not mine. I find it, even though these are the shortest jokes that I'm about to read, I guarantee you're probably not going to laugh, and I'm probably not going to deliver.
She will laugh. I'm very hard to make laugh.
You are so,
you've
hard.
Got a very different audience here.
Okay, this is not my fault, right?
Okay.
I did not make these jokes up.
Yeah. But it's not that, it's the delivery show. That's what we're relying on you for.
My dad is brilliant at the delivery. This is a poll by UK-based online florist Bloom and Wild.
And it's the best dad jokes for Father's
Day. As voted for by more than half of the 2,000 people surveyed. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yep. In at number 3.
Yeah.
Two guys walked into a bar. The third guy ducked. Niall's face.
She's gonna laugh for about 5 minutes now.
You get it?
I do get it. I do. Yeah, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Number two.
In its second place. Oh God! I can just see Niall rolling his eyes before I've even gotten it out. I only know 25 letters of the alphabet.
Mm.
I don't know why. That one looked painful, now.
I winced a little bit.
Yeah, he did. Joe loves them.
Loves them.
Yeah. I'm giving these to my dad. And the number one dad joke, as voted for the people from the online florist, Bloom and Wild. Getting a right plug out of me this morning, aren't they? You ready?
Yep.
You just want this to be over.
I'm just ready to press the go button here.
You're hard to please.
I am,
though.
I am.
Don't laugh at anything.
Oh, no, I think I prefer a story to a short dad joke, you know?
Oh, sorry. That's not what the UK-based florist like Bloom and Wild did. Yeah. That's not the research that they did, all right? So you get onto them.
Like, when you tell a story, you're very funny.
You don't think that either.
I do. Now, sometimes you add too much. Anyway, we're going off the point here. You add too much to it. Tangents.
The number one dad joke, as voted for by you. I'm on a seafood diet.
Mm-hmm.
I see food.
And I eat. Okay.
Good night, and go
take them to work with you today.
You in the morning. Beat Breakfast.
Okay, 13 after 8. I want to mention this. I was reading this article the last couple of days, and I just think it's so true of life, where people have been sharing the mortifying things their brain did on autopilot. And this is, you know what I'm talking about. You're trying to do a job or whatever it might be, and you do something or say something stupid because you just weren't really thinking right. And the reason I wanted to bring it to this show is because Aoife had her own little moment a few days ago here in the workplace.
You can relate it because I said it, and it kind of took me a second afterwards What? Okay.
I got to witness it. It was brilliant.
Okay, so let's just say I did an interview there the other day and, you know, it went well or whatever. And I'm not objectifying anyone, but nice man.
Nice
did the interview.
Man, yeah.
And what did I say to him then, Niall?
You said, thanks for meeting you.
Thanks for meeting me.
No, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for meeting you.
And it was just one of those moments I was like, why? Like, I don't know why. I don't know why it just came out like that. And then I was like, I am some
Thanks
idiot.
Thanks for meeting you. In terms of verbal stuff like that, I've told this story before, but just I'll say it again. One day in a shop in Dublin, waiting to be served, woman in front of me served. She uses cash. He hands her back her change. And because I'm on autopilot, I said loudly, thank you. It was her change. I wasn't involved in this in interaction. And I just went, thank you. And she turned and stared. The shop guy turned and stared. The people behind me stared. No, and what can you do? You just got to ride it out.
When did this happen?
About 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. Why do I feel like that's one of those interactions that, like, you just wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat and think about it?
But there's physical things too. Like, I regularly might get a tin of something. Let's say it's beans or whatever it might be. And I go to put them in a plate. And I just pour them into the bin.
Yeah, I know. I've done that so much. I'm terrible for putting my laundry in the bin. And my rubbish in the laundry. I don't know why. I just, like, I think I don't know what it is. It's kind of just like, they're both like, you know, like one is a basket, one is obviously a box.
Here's a couple of more examples from the article online. Going to bed exhausted, phone in one hand, glass of water in the other. Go to throw my phone onto the bed, but I threw the glass of water slept on the floor.
That stuff like that has happened to me, definitely.
Absent-mindedly lick the spoon after dishing up my cat's wet food.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. And somebody says that they managed to merge no worries and my pleasure into one sentence and said, no pleasure.
Yeah, that's like me now. Yeah.
So we are looking for your examples to make us feel better this morning. Have you had a recent example where your brain did something on autopilot, said something or did something, and you were just left questioning life?
I don't know why. One word, a hail of bay. A hail of bay. A hail of bay. For some reason, for years, I always said a hail of bay.
Okay.
Instead of a bale of hay.
That made sense to me.
Like, okay. Isn't that just like a really weird thing? But yeah, that's another one, yeah. Mm-hmm. But thanks for meeting you. Nice for meeting you.
The most mortifying thing your brain ever did on autopilot. Any recent examples for us? 0851029103. And you can voice note us on this too. Loads coming in. Let's start here. Chloe, good morning. How are you?
Morning, good, how are you?
Good. Now, I thought Aoife was absolutely crazy when she mentioned putting stuff in the bin, but it seems to be quite common. Talk to us. What did you do?
Oh, I usually get the kids dressed in the morning in the sitting room and out the door. When I came home yesterday evening, I was tidying up. I picked off both the sets of clothes, straight out to the kitchen, threw them in the bin, walked away, realised what I did. I burst out laughing because what else can you do? Walked back, had to take them out and put them in the laundry basket, and my child was just standing there staring at me.
Is this a common occurrence, Chloe? Have you done this before?
Yeah, no, that's definitely my second or third time doing that.
I don't know what it is. I'm the exact same.
Yeah. Now, it wasn't just that though, Chloe. There was a surprise in the fridge for you, wasn't there?
Oh yeah, the baby. I couldn't figure out where I should have put in the baby wipes. I thought I was going mad, and then I went to get a drink, and I found them in the fridge.
We love it.
Oh,
we love
it. That was brilliant.
Listen, thanks for joining us. Have a good day.
Thanks, Chloe.
Thanks. Bye.
So many coming in. Let's read a few of them. Now, here we go.
Can I talk about my favourite one?
Go on.
I was talking about how, for some reason, I used to always say a hail of bay instead of a bale of hay. Steve has made me feel better. He said he once walked into the chipper and ordered a battered sausage and a cup of curry.
Cup of curry.
A cup of curry, if you didn't hear it the first time.
Johnny was on, working in Waterford for years, and I started a new job in New Ross. About a week into it, I absentmindedly drove to Waterford. I only copped it when I was sitting in the car.
Oh, lads, I hate that. That has happened to me so many times.
Marty says, there's a man who lives up the road and I meet him out walking his dog every morning. And I always say a quick morning salute to him. I met him in the park one summer's evening about 7 p.m. and just out of instinct, I said good morning to him. And every time I've met him since, I've just stuck to a hi or a hello.
Oh, no.
Janine says, the other day I was making my lunch. I took the plastic off while the cutlery was in my hand and threw the cutlery in the bin rather than the plastic. Walked around the canteen for a good 5 minutes looking for the cutlery. I must have looked in the lunchbox about 3 or 4 times wondering where it was.
There's a one there from Brian as well. He was writing out a birthday card while talking about food, so he said, "To Owen, hope you have a great day. We need strawberries, Brian." The amount of times that would happen in school, do you know, like someone would be talking to you and then you're taking down whatever from the board and
distracted.
Before you know it, you're writing about whatever is being said.
And we're going to hear from Ushin as well. This one slightly rude, I'm warning you in advance, but could happen the best of us.
Lads, I used to work in a hardware store and I was serving a woman and her daughter there one day and they were looking for a bit of timber cut. So I said, yeah, no bothers. We were having a laugh, having a chat. They were talking about, oh, it's a big job on. I wanted to go get a handsaw. What came out was, yep, yeah, 1 second, I just need to go get a hand job first. Needless to say, I was absolutely mortified. But sure, look, wow. We got a laugh out of it. Have a good day.
Wow.
Let's say no more. Get up.
Beat Breakfast.
It's a glorious Wednesday morning where we're at, and it is the Beat Breakfast official sports day. We cross live now to the Broadcast Centre car park where Sho, Killian, Amy, Rachel are all standing by. Sho, how are you?
Sorry, just in the middle of a lunge here. Just getting myself sorted. Was in the gym last night. Been preparing my whole life for this moment. Killian is not as positive as me. I still think he's going to win. And if you do, I'll be like, fair play to you. So give me a bit of, like, energy here.
She wanted to run towards, like, the car, the direction of traffic. And I was like, what if I get knocked down?
Because I didn't want to run in the direction of the sun, Niall.
Yeah,
right?
And you might have people actually parking their cars as well this morning. You know?
They'll just have to wait, all right? This is racing.
You know, we have that new crowd in with us now as well, and they're going to be looking at them. What are these doing?
Who are you ever embarrassed? Always. Well, I'm not.
There's no dignity
in this
job. I'm here,
Niall.
Okay.
You know what?
I said there's no dignity in this job, unfortunately.
Actually, we know that.
Yeah.
Right, okay, I'm going to hand my phone over to Rachel. Rachel, can you... How do we know when to go? This is the opposite to an opportunity that you've given him. Whatever that is, this is his idea of an absolute nightmare, right? I'm handing over to Rachel. So we don't have any big, like, no, because he won't get back up, Killian. He wanted to go down on the ground to start, you know, the way the runners go right down. Yeah, but like, I think it'd take us too long to get back up. Right, I'm handing over to Rachel. How do we know when to go? The pigeon is flying very low in the car park, Niall.
Rachel.
Yes, good morning. Okay. I'm so glad you didn't make me run.
No, that's okay. Your job here is A, to start the race. As in, do a 3-2-1, and B, to give us some form of commentary as to who's leading and stuff, all right?
Okay.
So whenever you're ready to start the race, if the contenders...
Okay.
Contenders ready!
Contenders, are you ready?
He's ahead of me.
Oh, you're not. Fighting. You're exactly in line, okay? Right, I'm going to give you a 3-2-1, go, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Amy, you ready?
Ready!
3-2-1... Go! Oh, Jonah's off, he's running off ahead of me. Oh, he's catching up,
They just zoomed past the window.
Oh!
That was a dead heat by the looks of it.
Did he end up falling into the pit?
Is he okay?
I don't know.
He didn't stop, he was going so fast and he's after plunging into the bushes. Go down and see if he's okay, Rachel.
I don't know if he's laughing or crying.
We may have an injury.
Your mom. Are you... Is he okay?
I just want to...
Niall, I told you he was competitive, but he kept going and he went into the bush.
Is he all right?
I think he's okay. But
no spare clothes.
From what I saw of the race from inside the warm studio, you were well ahead, but he had a good comeback and it looked so close at the end. Do we know who won?
No, No, he definitely won because he went into the bush pile. I could have won as well if I'd won. Congratulations. Are you okay? Honestly, are you okay?
I'm a bit winded.
He's a bit winded. He's broken the bush. Oh,
the bushes are damaged.
There's a big hole in the bush. The whole bush has got a big gap. And he's got leaves all over him. You are so competitive. You've taken this to another level.
I won.
I just hope you're okay. He's got leaves all over him. We'll come back in, Niall. Okay, go to his house.
We'll talk to him in a couple of minutes and get the aftermath of the Beat Breakfast Sports Day. I hope he's all right. Our competitors are back in studio. I'd like to say in one piece. I can't guarantee that, unfortunately.
I'm fine. I didn't win, but I'm fine. Congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you.
The lengths that you go to.
The first thing you said was, you're the most competitive person.
I knew he was going to win, but I did not think he was going to take
the foliage out.
Like when the head of the company sees that there's a big, massive bit of the bush. Like there's an absolute
Sue me. I can sue ye.
How do you feel being champion?
I feel very good now after it. It was just quite a shock. It all happened so fast. I just saw a show was like a leg ahead, so I just said, I'm not letting you win because I am competitive. I was like, no way, because I'll be hearing about it all day.
So if I do it again, I'll definitely, if I want to win, I'll have to go into the bush.
And the bush was just there. It was 2 metres. And like, I don't know how you stop. I thought if I would have stopped, I would have injured myself more. You know, like the knee would have popped or something. You know when you stop?
I'm just cut
and bruised.
And I have to find the first aid kit for him.
Can you shake my hand?
Yeah. Well done.
Fair play. And the lengths that you go to.
Irish Olympic team, sign me up.
Amy,
I mean, if you want to put bushes at the end of a track.
Amy, as the videographer of that segment, are you okay?
I'm going to need about a month to recover. That's one of the best moments of my entire life.
We will have video live on the Beat socials a little later this morning for you so you can witness it yourself.
Laughing at me, great.
It's like you've been framed. That's what it was.
I know, but it sounds like I went into the bush at lightning speed. When I look back at the video, it's like I'm running. And
it looks like you throw yourself into the bush.
I knew I was going, so I'd angle myself on my side.
Yeah. Ryan shows troll says, yes, Killian, absolute hero. And Andre from Faraway says, Killian Doyle, further, faster, and more foliage. Guys, you won't stop laughing unless you stop watching the video. You've done it another 4 times.
I can't stop watching it. And the funniest part is that you said, have I got an opportunity?
That's how he sold it to him.
Went into the pool. Get up.
In the morning. Beat Breakfast.
Good morning, welcome to Friday. It is 18 minutes after 8. It's an Ireland show and producer Amy with you. I'll let you do it.
Okay, so we often say on this show that show's life is a series of unfortunate incidents and slip-ups and blunders.
Why me?
And that carries through to her professional life sometimes as well, unfortunately. You're just very unfortunate. You're just very unfortunate to walk into these things. And we've had a couple of incidents this week, including one yesterday. And what we want to kind of touch on is, for most kind of workplaces, there are certainly a lot of workplaces now, such a heavy reliance on the video call, whether that's Teams, Zoom. I can spend a day where I might have 6 or 7 different video calls and you're logging on. And the one-on-ones are kind of grand, but sometimes it's the group ones, the bigger ones, where mistakes can be made.
What happened to Skype?
They closed it down a couple of years ago.
Skype was the OG.
Yeah, but then during the pandemic, Zoom took over, and then Teams.
But it's kind of unfortunate for them, wasn't it? They were the like initiators of this whole kind of world, and now they're gone. Sorry, I digress. Tangents. Yeah, but just some of the might be other people listening going, remember Skype and then what happened to it? Alright, take away. Back to you.
Where was I?
Doing a great job.
I've lost my trail of thought.
Things can go wrong in those kind
teams,
of situations.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're somebody who's on Teams or Zooms, you'll know this. There's people making mistakes, and maybe it's been you. So we'll talk about the first instance, which happened yesterday, and that's really why we're talking about it. We were due to go on a Teams call with some friends. friends of ours, you could call them. We work together on lots of different projects, and we were working on a particular project at the moment. So there was a gang of people from Beat, gang of people from there, and everyone was popping up one by one into the team's call. And Sho, as she likes to do, says, "Can I sit beside you on your camera?" So we're like, we look like a ventriloquist act, you know?
Or
so
a couple.
Yeah, it's grand. No bother. Come in. So all the people we were expecting to attend the meeting were in the meeting, and then another name popped up. Waiting room. So now, we didn't really know.
We'll just call this person
Jason.
Jason is in the lobby.
Yeah.
Admit Jason. Yeah.
And Sho all of a sudden goes, "Whoa!" Right? But as she starts to talk, somebody has clicked admit. So Jason is now appearing on a box, and we're just waiting for the camera to come on. But Sho panicked a little bit, and like, you're very cautious, you know, we were discussing private matters.
I was concerned as to who Jason was.
Yeah, and you made it clear. She went, "There's a Jason coming in." "Who's Jason? There's a who's Jason?" Jason was already in the room, and I was trying to hit her without people seeing, kind of, and just, wait, wait. Then Jason pops up, very smiley, friendly guy. Aww. He turned out to be part of the other team, and Sho then had to over-explain. "Hi, Jason, I'm Sho. I didn't know you were coming to this meeting."
I always think, in my defence, I think I handle those things well, because I'm honest, yeah. Like, I own it. And I just said, "I didn't know who you were, Jason. I didn't know if you were meant to be here or not." And he said, "You're dead right, stranger danger."
Stranger danger.
But
stranger
it was danger. Very embarrassing.
It
and
was.
Our Brian was on the call as well. And I just kept looking at him, and he was like trying to hold back the tears, mm-hmm. like laughing.
But this isn't our only incident in recent months. Quick one for you. We do a huge company-wide call. I'm talking hundreds of people across the country. Join a call at the end of every month, and we talk about what's going on in the company. And there was once a couple of calls ago, right, where most people have their cameras on if you're in the work.
But
a lot of people might have them off, and there was one camera off, but it flicked on for about 10 seconds.
It was longer than 10 seconds.
Was it longer?
I spotted it first. A person was sitting in the hairdresser
with all the curlers in there, and kind of panicked when they realised their camera was on and turned it off.
And then another time on one of those similar calls, another colleague of ours somehow managed to mute the CEO of the company. Do you remember that one?
Uh-huh.
I heard about that one.
Like, we still don't know how she did
it. No, I didn't even think
it was
that was possible.
Speech.
Like, because he's the one in charge of the whole thing, and then she just popped him on silent, and he was talking. And
then he comes back. Somebody muted me. Discover who it was.
I would say it's quite prevalent that people make kind of errors in not realising that their camera is on or their mic
is on.
Yeah. And they're saying something and they get caught short or whatever. I genuinely don't think that was incredibly bad, but I am a little bit scarred, because during the pandemic, Niall and myself and other friends of ours would have had weekends where we would have communicated.
We would have kind of hung out together
in all that
time when we couldn't see each other.
We did it every weekend.
Yeah.
Like,
so there might be 6 or 8 of us, and we'd all have a glass of wine together on a Friday or Saturday evening, you know?
Yeah, and we used House Party, which was an app at the time.
Oh, I remember that.
Very fleeting. I don't think anybody's heard of it since 2020. But we were on it one night, and it was about midnight, and we were all there and we were chatting and having a great time or whatever. And then this person just pops up, and I was like, "Who is that?
Came
who
are you?" Room.
And that person wasn't meant to be there.
Oh,
so I think I'm very aware of, like, you have to make sure who you're letting in. Mm. All right, to your circle.
Okay, we'd love to know, can you make Sho feel better this morning following the Jason incident? Have you witnessed or have you been part of any errors on Teams or Zoom or whatever app you're using? Before we read the messages coming in, I did just have a flashback there. This didn't go wrong, but I just thought of the repercussions of what could. I remember it was one of our first company-wide calls, and you and me were going to Ed Sheeran, possibly. I think it was Ed Sheeran. So we had to leave early, go home. Well, I had to leave early, go home, get ready so that we could leave for Dublin to get to where there was an event before the concert alongside the Gibson Hotel. Anyway.
That was Coldplay.
Was it Coldplay? You're right. Okay, it was Coldplay. So basically, the company call was happening, and one of our colleagues was doing a big presentation to all of the company.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I kind of wanted to hear, at least hear, if not see what was going on. But I had to have a shower. Okay. So I had the phone, right, where I could hear it, like, across from the shower. And I was in the shower, and I turned my camera off. But I was just so panicky that for any reason I hadn't turned it off properly, the whole company was going to watch me.
I think you just have to leave the country.
I would move to Yemen.
Yeah, you'd have to go to Yemen. There's no way you could. And particularly for you that suffers from secondhand embarrassment. That's a whole other level. It really is.
A
lot of these, obviously, we can't read out for. I will keep them anon, Niall. Yeah. Don't you worry.
You have a strong track record in this area.
I'm just covering the name. Okay, this one came in from anon. College during COVID was in Teams, and thankfully it wasn't me, but one of the guys forgot that his mic was on and started chatting to a housemate about a girl he had.
Go on.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
A girl he had on the couch the night before. Please keep me anon, but feel free to say SETUQS class of 2022. Maybe he's
Is mortifying.
No, I didn't do anything wrong there. I didn't read anyone's name out.
Messenger, I'm a remote network engineer for an IT company. The things you see on people's screens when I have to remote on, I could write a book. It's not radio friendly.
Ooh, I'd love to know. We were on Teams from anon discussing fairly confidential stuff. I work for a public service. One woman was working from home and her son burst in screaming that his sibling wouldn't give him a turn on the PlayStation. She proceeded to parent the situation, but in the panic, didn't put herself on mute, and the child was very much put in his place. There's something really awkward about watching those things, but also like you want to keep watching.
It just reminds me of that famous BBC News clip of your man and the child comes in.
That was the OG, wasn't it?
Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
I know this happens to be about an 81-year-old man, but just remember this is Beat, okay? It's just more of the, like, we're a bit baffled by the story around Rod Stewart, Sir Rod Stewart, I should say, this morning. So Rod was due to play in San Diego over the weekend, right? He was scheduled to play on Friday night in Chula Vista in San Diego. 40 minutes before he was due to go on stage singing, "Oh, the rhythm of my heart is beating like a drum with the words I love you rolling off my tongue. Oh, never will I roam, for I know my place is home. Where the ocean meets the sky, I'll be sailing." My mom had a Rod Stewart CD.
You can see that song really stood out for you.
Touched me in ways I'd forgotten about. Anyway, Rod Stewart was due to play San Diego Friday night, 40 minutes before. Can't make it on stage.
That's very late to cancel. Yeah.
Very late. You've got your tickets, so you're ready to go, you're ready to rock, you're expecting Rod to come out and sing all the hits, Maggie May and all the rest. So what happened next is what I would have thought, and back to the unwritten rule, right? It's like if you don't turn up for work or you don't go to school, you're not then spotted or popping up social media doing something else. You're not available for the thing that you were meant to be available for.
His doctor said it was an acute upper respiratory infection. It was laryngitis. Surely you would rest up in a hotel bed to get your voice and strength back.
Whatever you do, right, at that level, 81-year-old Sir Rod, you'd keep a low profile, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd keep a low profile. You'd be under the radar. No. He went to the Scotland match. Now I understand. He picked a good match to go to. It's the first time that they've... is it the first time they scored in a World Cup since 1990? Am I right in saying
that? Yeah, it's the first game since 1998.
Yeah, but I think it's the first time they scored. So he did pick a good match. They won 1-0. And that's fine. I'm delighted. But as you said, he should have probably watched in a hotel. He's seen jumping out of his seat.
Is he seen roaring and screaming?
He's seen roaring. There was two glasses of something in front of him. We don't know what it was. But like, people are a little bit baffled by the fact that he was unable to take to the stage. He's got laryngitis and then he's screaming on, "Oh, Scotland!"
Do you want to hear a couple of the comments that were left on his page? Tough going. "My sons took my 82-year-old mother out of her nursing facility and drove to San Diego last night.
Thanks
for crushing an 82-year-old and the three young men who wanted to share that moment with her. Another note is, this feels very disingenuous, especially after your cancellation last night. Too ill to perform, but okay to fly across the country for soccer. Second time I've flown somewhere to see you and you've cancelled in the last year."
What was the thought process? Like, if you're not well, darling, Rod, if you're listening, you're not well. If the voice is not what it was, we understand, but you can't be doing that. You just can't. It's like if you're on, like, sick leave or whatever, you can't be spotted out and about.
You can't be on your socials having the right time.
It's an unwritten rule. God, that poor, that care home, that's absolutely terrible. Get it up. I got
Beat Breakfast.
Good morning, welcome to Monday. It is good to be back. It is the 15th of June. It is officially almost the end of summer holidays for primary school. And I won't be here tomorrow because I am going to be at a sports day in Eve School.
Okay.
And so I decided, I've missed it for a number of years, or I've done the show and then gone, and I thought, you know what, she's only got a couple of years left in primary school, then it's going to be over, so I may as well be there for the full day, maybe take part in the parents' race, although I was robbed a number of years ago, but look at, we move forward with peace and love and dignity. Anyway, we're talking, we were talking in the office the other day about things that you won medals for over the years, and I actually don't know if you said,
I don't have any medals.
Okay.
I got a few, I got like plaques and bowls for when I won Student of the Year. But I didn't win any medal. A few certificates, but no medals.
No medals.
Medals you generally kind of associate with sport a lot, and sport wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
My sister had a lot of medals.
Did she?
She was
running?
A swimmer.
Oh, okay.
So I used to wear her medals when I was pretending to be the mayor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My mother's red jacket and my sister's swimming medals.
A classic, an absolute classic. Amy, have you won medals?
I don't know, like that for the sports thing, maybe. Like, not anything big, but I was good at the three-legged race.
That's a tough one. Fair play.
I had a good rhythm.
Okay, they stopped that now, haven't they? Because too many people were twisting their ankle.
Oh. I still think they're doing it. Maybe I'm wrong.
No. If you need a hand,
I'll tell it you. You're taking the day off as well. Amy wants to partner up with you. She wants to relive her youth. I think I won a couple at sports day, and then I would have done the Sulis.
Yeah.
So you get medals for that, and the Viking Marathon I did once.
I have some Sulis medals. I never completed it.
That's not fair. You shouldn't have them.
For honour,
you
they
shouldn't
gave me
have
one.
Them. Yeah. That is not right. So in the office the other day, we were talking about this.
We were shocked.
And I said, I actually have a medal for something else. Now, I did try and find said medal, but my mum couldn't find it over the weekend. Oh. So you'll just have to believe Phil and Anne. It's true. I got a medal for something when I was younger, and Niall is finding it hard to get his head around a medal that I might have won for a certain skill that I performed well in, shall we say. That's what I'm going to be a little bit cryptic
don't
about
think
it.
Too much now, when you think of show, what do you think her talent is that she might win a medal?
Waffling.
Waffling, you would be absolutely up there at the top.
Yeah.
So she has this medal that she claims she won when she was younger for a particular skill.
I don't claim. I did win it. Like, I'm not lying. I wouldn't lie about it.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
What, can you tell us, was it a gold or a silver or a bronze? Or was it just a kind of...
No, it was a gold.
It was a gold. Whoa.
Yeah, I can actually... It's funny because I can actually see the medal. It's probably in the attic in Mum and Dad's, which nobody can go into the attic except for my brother Davey, because there's a fear of falling through it, so nobody else is allowed to go into it.
Okay.
So it's probably in there somewhere. But, it was a gold medal, and it had... No, I won't say. Okay, I won't give too much away.
What we're going to do is we're going to ask you to guess this morning. Get your wild guesses into us. The wilder the better. What do you think, what activity do you think she won a medal for? Now, you know her. You know her well.
You keep saying that.
Yeah. So what do you think it was? 0851029103. I want you to voice notice, and we'll pick a winner and give you the Beat water bottle this morning if you can get it right.
Nobody so far in the southeast has got it right. Good guesses. Nobody is on the money. I do like this suggestion from Tom in Waterford, strawberry picking. I never went. I never
Didn't
did that.
You?
I never. I must be one of the few people in Wexford that never spent a summer picking strawberries. Yeah. I'd actually like to do it.
Yeah, you don't do it for all summer. You can just go for an afternoon and do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you keep...
Where do I go?
I did it when I was much younger, but I'm sure there's farms around, and you go in and you pick your strawberries and then you pay for them on the way out.
That's cute.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
I eat quite a few.
But I think they count
that into the price.
I just never did it.
Okay, James was on to us. Another guest. What did she win a medal for?
Arm wrestling. Has to be arm wrestling. She seems like an arm wrestler.
Do you know what? I could probably take Niall on an arm wrestle. Yeah, I definitely think I could.
Let's keep going. I love this answer from Peter. The Bonnie Baby competition.
Is that still a thing?
You could win that.
Oh, you didn't see me as a baby. No. No, I had big rosy cheeks. And
cute as baby, it's bonniest baby. So
obviously my mother thought I was the cutest baby.
Yeah.
I don't think that's still a thing, is it?
I haven't seen it in years. Popular guess, couple of guesses coming in here. Gymnastics.
No, it wasn't gymnastics. I tried gymnastics. I was terrible. I was afraid of the horse. You know the horse? The pommel horse. Like a pommel horse. Yeah, yeah, I was terrified of that. Mm. Yeah, no, I couldn't do it.
Angela, did Cho get a medal for singing?
Oh, I wish, Angela, but not. Nobody would give me a medal for that. If they'd give me a medal to be quiet, I'd say. But no, I didn't know. Good guess.
Shona, I think you won a medal for playing football.
Oh, that's no. That is really cute. All I did was play football out the back with my dad. I never played professional football.
Darren, Katie.
Yeah.
Running is Dara's guess, yeah, and Katie's guess is playing the violin.
Oh.
You did do well on piano, didn't you?
I played up to grade 2 in piano, but never the violin. Mm-hmm. No.
What else have we got here? Catherine says, I'm going to say she got a medal for hanging out the most nappies, because I got a medal at a field day when I was young for being the fastest for hanging out nappies. It was a thing back then.
No, never heard of that. Hanging out nappies? No. Bizarre. Fair play.
My mum did that.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a competition, yeah, like a kind of like a...
It was really random, but it
this is a strange country.
Yeah, it is actually, isn't it?
Let's take this one.
Won a medal for playing the harmonica. I know it's a bit random, but I feel like she can play the harmonica.
Can you play the harmonica?
Darlene, I loved your faith in me. I cannot play the harmonica, but our gorgeous Aoife from Beat News has purchased a harmonica or two, I believe. And so she is going to play for us at some point this summer, but I can't play. I absolutely love... Remember my brother's gig?
Yeah.
And this guy called Mick Egan played the harmonica, and I just think it's one of the most beautiful sounds when
really
it's played well.
Another guest here, baton twirling.
No, but I did take part in the majorettes St. Patrick's Day years ago. Yeah, but I wasn't great at the old baton twirling. What
and
else?
Just for now, I'll pause, but Ryan was on Queen of Waffling. Did you win a medal for waffling?
No, but somebody just give me a medal for waffling. Surely at this point I deserve it. I love these games because I love how enthusiastic and how creative you become when we ask you to
we've
guess.
Had everything
today. Yeah.
Long jump.
No, I would love that.
Chess was guessed.
No, I can play drafts. Okay. I've never played chess.
So you do snakes and ladders, and that's about it.
I love a bit of snakes and ladders. There's nothing wrong with snakes and ladders, lads. Snakes and ladders is a classic.
Andre says the waffling would have to be Olympic level, not
thank
school level.
Thank you so much, darling. Thank you so much for recognising my unique talent.
It's a good guess,
yeah,
actually.
Go on.
Who's it from? It's from Thelma. Well, did you win a medal for being the best student for not missing school? Remember the mayor used to come with the certs and stuff?
I definitely didn't win one of those. I used to have an awful lot of throats.
Yeah, mostly on PE days, wasn't it?
No, I had notes for them. Notes and throats.
Egg and spoon race, dramatic performances like core scoring an ode, somebody says.
I didn't do any of that. Like, I got certificates for doing like Guildhall School of Speech and Drama exams or whatever. But what I did, Tom brought in a box that was in my mum and dad's garage, and it had like loads of books belonged to him, and we found a vase, right? And I said, that's a lovely vase. He took it out. I was like, that'll be really nice for my flowers. And then he said, oh, I think it goes with this. And there was like a base for the vase, and I had actually won a Best Actress Award in Kilmuckridge in 2017
nice.
For a part that I played in a play, and I was like, jeez, I won an award. That's not what we're talking about here today.
Okay, we have had a few right answers, and we picked this one. I think, is it Laura?
Laura, are Hello. You there, darling Hello. Girl? How are you?
Yeah. Hi, how are you? Happy
good.
Monday.
Happy yes. Monday, lovey. How was your weekend?
Good. Not too bad.
What did you get up to?
Cleaning.
Oh.
Has to be done.
Has to be done, Laura. Has to be done. I'd say you feel
cleaning
better.
Cleaning up after the doggies.
Oh, after the doggies. Darling, you are one of a couple of people who managed to get it right. So I will give you the floor. You said that I won a medal for...
Irish dancing.
Girl with no rhythm.
Laura, for some reason, I did one term in, I think it was in Wexford, somebody will have to tell me, is it Welch's School of Irish Dancing years ago, and I did one term and I did one fish and I won a medal. Now, I don't know if there was anybody else in the competition with me that maybe they just gave me a medal because I was the only one in my category or whatever, but I did actually for Irish dancing. And I can do a little bit of a 1, 2, 3, 1,
yeah,
2,
no,
three.
I've seen you do it. And you can brush dance.
I can brush dance. Yeah. Very,
that's impressive.
Yeah, at its very kind of
basic level.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, Laura, you were on the money this morning. Go on, what were you going to say, love?
I got a few medals for Irish dancing as well. And waltzing.
Waltzing is hard.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of knew then it has to be Irish dancing for sure.
You and me, girl, you and me. When Bewitched comes on, we say la vie around the room like there's no tomorrow. Laura, have a brilliant Monday, darling, and we'll get the
Thanks,
water bottle out to you. Bye, love, bye, bye, bye. Love that.
We still have to find this medal. Okay.
This middle.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's Beat Breakfast. It is Niall and Show and producer Amy with you. And if you were with us on Monday, you might have been privy to the fact that I got in a little bit of trouble with the main man on the back of me standing up on a chair and dancing to Shakira, Shakira, Waka Waka, celebrating the win on Cheese or No Cheese last Friday. And it got us to thinking, right? And I think the realisation of what I had done, and I apologise, and I'll never get up on that chair again, even though it was a lot of fun. Mm. A lot of fun was had. That I just wasn't that kid in school that got in trouble.
Were you goody two-shoes?
Yeah, I was really goody two-shoes. Okay. I was really good. And I really didn't like the idea of somebody being mad at me. I still don't, to be honest with you. It wouldn't sit well with me if I thought that I had done the wrong thing or upset somebody or... Yeah, it doesn't, you know the way some people can kind of brush those things off? Yeah. I'm just not that person.
Or some people live their life always in trouble, not a bother to them.
It just washes over them.
They kind of like the friction.
Yeah, like
whereas
Tom,
I don't.
Tom would be very like that.
I don't like friction.
He wouldn't, not that he'd like friction, but if someone had a go at him for something, he would just
wash it off.
It wouldn't affect him. Whereas I would be thinking, like I'd get into bed or I could wake up in the morning going, oh, I really like wish that hadn't happened or whatever. Yeah. I'd be of that mentality, and I don't think I've changed even since I was in school. Like I got in trouble twice in school. Can I say the first one about the blackboard?
Yeah.
So we were practicing for a play, right? And I was Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy.
And I thought that it would be a good idea to practice. And I brought Joseph behind the blackboard just to practice a little.
What were we practicing?
Just a little kiss.
Your lines. A kiss. Was there kissing in the storyline?
I don't think so.
I don't think there was between Joseph and Mary. I don't remember the kissing part in the Bible.
I thought, come back here now. I won't give his real name away, but I was only in junior.
Really weird.
Yeah. We both agreed, like, you know, that we'd practice, and then the teacher said, no, you can't be doing that. So I remember getting in trouble and being really, like, upset and worried about it, and never did that again, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the second time that I got in trouble in my life was when I was in first year in secondary school, and I was in history class, and my friend Sinead asked me if she could look at my homework from the night before, and I was like, no, I don't know. And I let her look at one answer, and the exact time that she was copying off me, she got caught, and I got in trouble.
Like,
it was my
info.
Fault, not her.
Yeah.
I got in big trouble, and they're the only two times.
Do you remember being in trouble? Wow.
I just wasn't a
troublemaker.
I was
as
a goody two shoes. I was a people pleaser, wouldn't have been a fan of getting given out to. No, you.
I was similar to you. I was a very goody two shoes in school. I was a teacher's pet. Okay, all the teachers loved me.
I was as well. Yeah,
loved me. Loved. One of them told me it was her favorite student of all time. Okay,
really?
Yeah.
So modest.
Yeah. I know. So I was that. But there was a couple of times. There was a couple of times in primary school. I'm not going to go into all the details of all. But there was a couple of times in primary school where I got in trouble. But they were very much, I feel, I was a victim of circumstance that I didn't set out for trouble.
See, I think so that's what you'd be. You may be different. Like you would be not a people pleaser. You wouldn't like conflict. But also, if you feel like you've been done wrong, you absolutely wouldn't stand
so,
for it.
Yeah, oh geez, God, no. Yeah. As an adult now, I'd go back. So I got in a lot of trouble in second babies when the teacher handed us school reports in an envelope and said, bring them home. But I didn't really hear the bring them home. I just got handed an envelope. And I was 5. And the only thing I'd ever seen people do with an envelope is open it. So I opened it. Well, she went off. She really went
That's
off.
That's so harsh, though, isn't it? For a 5-year-old.
I know.
Like,
I know.
All you did was open an envelope.
I know.
Poor thing.
So
you probably
trouble.
Couldn't have even read what was inside it anyway.
Didn't make much sense to me. No. Yeah. So that was the number one. And then in secondary school, again, what you were saying, I got kind of in trouble, but it was a point of principle and I was right, so they couldn't really give out to me. That was when the teacher made us all stand up during supervised study. And I just realised, well, I can't do any work standing up. I can't revise. I can't write. So I
why
asked,
not though? You can't.
It was the week of the mocks, and like you want to be in your best ability to be able to focus on something, and standing at those old desks that are quite low. No.
Well, then there's an argument for us to start sitting down on the show.
I saw you do that while I was away, and I mean, I can never go away again because I can't trust you to stand. sound asleep. So anyway, I told the teacher that there was no point in me being there, and I stormed out in a very flouncy manner. I swear, I swung my bag over my shoulder. I said, there's no point in being here, and I stormed out. She ran out after me to give out to me, but the 100-something people in the room all cheered, which made her even more angry. But I knew I was in the right, and I went to the principal afterwards, and I wasn't the right.
That's and you get an apology from her?
It wasn't an apology, but it wouldn't happen again, the principal assured me.
That's good. Well, fair play.
It wasn't a class. You can make your students punish them in a class if you want. But
no,
this was
I get it. Yeah,
service.
Yeah. And so, it wasn't like you were still in school.
Hey, were you a troublemaker?
I was, yeah.
Were you?
I'm looking at you.
It was the giggling, wasn't it?
Yeah, giggling and messing.
Such an angelic face.
Really? No, I love messing and pranking people. And I was always whispering to people, what we do now? What we do now?
You just love the crack.
Constantly messing. I remember the first time I got in trouble, I was 4. Is it junior infants? What do you call it, baby?
I called it first babies.
Never heard of that. I pulled a face, this face, to my cousin. Sorry, I stuck out my tongue and I put my hands to
wobbly
my ears.
Ears.
Yeah. And the principal, who was also a teacher as well, he was the scariest man. We had to call him the master.
Oh, yeah.
And he marched us into the 6th classroom.
You were 4.
Me and my cousin, I was 4.
No.
And he gave us lines. Sure, I couldn't even write. And so he embarrassed us in front of the whole thing.
Oh,
I remember crying for the day.
Oh, darling.
So it was awful.
No.
But it didn't stop me, clearly. No. I was like, I'm in for a lifelong of pranking.
Mm. Yeah. It's just who you are.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at the fact that we're here to talk about getting in trouble in school.
All anyone wants to ask about is why we have to stand during the show. Now, will I explain? Well, Amy doesn't stand most of the time. Amy sits, but me and Sho stand, okay? So we have a fantastic studio that is either stand up or sit down. And the theory is, the radio theory is, when you're on an energetic show, you give more in a standing position than sat scrunched.
Oh, yeah.
So when Beat launched, everybody had to stand. All shows.
Really?
Yeah, over in that studio over
really?
There.
Really?
So we leave it up to presenters here if they want to sit or stand.
We're and the only ones who stand.
No, that's not true. Michelle stands and Ava stands. It's fair mix. But I just point out, we do sit when the songs are playing and the ads and the news. We're not standing for 3 hours.
Or
it's just
hours
when we talk to you, we stand and we can use our hands. So yeah, that's that.
Do you know what? I think we are the only radio station in the country where people stand.
Yeah, they do it more internationally.
Yeah, but, Australia.
Australia and the UK.
Yeah, I think we're the only ones in Ireland. Yeah, so... There we go.
It's our thing.
Anyway, the question that we have for you is not about standing up or sitting down. The question this morning is, can you share with us the stories of when you got in trouble in school, even if it was something like really, really small?
Were you somebody who was in a lot of trouble? Or were you in somebody like us that was in occasional trouble? And what was the thing that sparked the trouble? And, you know, do you feel actually, do you know what? I was just a victim of circumstance.
Like, I was never in the principal's office.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like I was never brought to the principal's office. Like the thought of that would be very upsetting to me. I was so good.
Okay, 085-102-9103. Were you a troublemaker in school? Let us know. We have a lot of troublemakers onto us. Some victims of circumstance, others admitting, no, I just walked into trouble every day. Let's start with a few of the texts. Chloe, it was in first class during school lunch. A bird pooped on my skirt. One of the ladies working in school brought me into the staff room, cleaned my skirt, gave me a piece of cake because I was upset over it. When I walked back into the classroom with the piece of cake, my teacher absolutely lost it with me for bringing cake into the classroom. I was very quiet as a child and I never cried so much.
Oh, and you said, I was a goody two-shoes, definitely. I have a vivid memory of taking out the tin whistles for a class and the girl beside me blew hers. We were maybe 7 or 8. Teacher turned and lost it at me, still only pulling mine out of the bag, made me stand and face the radiator for the class. Never left me, wronged for life.
Did you have to stand in the corner, ever?
Yeah, I remember standing outside the door.
Oh,
and
worse.
I'd have to look in at them.
That's so pitiful. It really is.
Oh, God.
Now, this actually is quite sad as well. Maggie was on. To this day, if someone says my full name, even in a normal tone, non-threatening manner, I still get a shiver down my spine and an overwhelming panic. Standing in the chipper when they call out my name, I get flashbacks to my youth.
Darling.
I was always a victim of circumstance, obviously, and I have a little daughter now and she's equally as wild, so I've started mentally prepping myself for all the teacher phone calls and school visits already. Fortunately for her, we gave her a name that even when you say it's cross, it's so bouncy it doesn't hold the angry tone, so she won't have PTSD as an adult waiting for her chips. You know what? I also think, and I know this from friends and my sisters and stuff, if you are just a little bit, I'm not, wild might be the word, but you're just a little bit wilder than the rest. Some teachers just, they have it in for you, you know? I've seen that. At least that's how it used to be.
It's like they're already
They're
preempting
ready, exactly,
you doing
ready
something
for
even before you've done it. Lindsay, talk to us, darling girl. Are you scarred for life?
Good morning.
No, I think there's a nun. No, there's
really
a nun somewhere scarred for life, I think.
Yeah, what I happened? Reckon to all, God love her. I think I was in fifth year and we had a water fight during lunch break. So I got drowned, my shirt was drowned, and I decided to take it off and walk back to school. Shirt flying in the breeze over my head, in my bra, and the poor nun, I don't know, I think she literally had a heart attack, God love her.
Were you on public streets or just in the school gardens?
Public streets.
Unfortunately, yeah, public streets.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I was a little bit bold.
Yeah, well, you were also being practical.
Well, you were soaked. Like, you were soaked.
Yeah. I was. I didn't want to sit in class surrounded.
And were you someone that, like, got in trouble often, or was that just, like...
Every day.
Every day.
I hated school so bad. I just couldn't. Yeah, I had to entertain myself, but unfortunately I was just bowled.
And did you get a bit of standing in the corner, standing outside the door, principal's office kind of stuff?
The whole time. Yeah, I don't even remember what she said because I was in trouble so often. I don't remember what she actually used to say to me. I just went in one ear and out the other at the end of it, I think.
You're one of those people that we were talking about, you were fine with it, it didn't affect you, like...
No, not at all. That's a good thing or a bad thing.
Get up. You in the morning.
Beat
breakfast.
Yeah, this has, it's rare, and I will say this, it's rare that you'll get Niall cracking
chuckling,
up laughing.
Chuckling away at this.
You're a hard man to make laugh, to be honest with you. You don't laugh easily. This one got
me.
There
has to be a bit of dark humour in there, really, for me to laugh.
Go on.
How do we feel about sheep, lads? If I had a couple of sheep, a ram and a ewe in here, would you be comfortable?
I've not had, like, much experience with sheep. I think I fed a lamb.
They're very cute, the little lambs.
Yeah, the little lambs in Cure Mini Farm. No, okay. Blackwater Mini Farm. Mm. Blackwater. But that's my only. Mm. I've never really come up against
full
them.
Full size. I'm not hugely mad on them. I'm not gone on them. Because they could take a run at you.
Yeah. You just don't trust them.
Yeah. Well, a flock of sheep has been brought in to tidy up a graveyard. They were brought in to graze at Mount Road Cemetery in North Wales. And they've been around for about 10 years. And, you know, they go and they nibble the grass and keep it all down and all that kind of thing, right? So, yes, positive thing, because graves, unfortunately, can get a bit overgrown. However, they have been aggressively ramming and headbutting the mourners who are there, obviously, grieving over their relatives.
Quite dark.
Heartbroken locals say their behaviour has changed lately. They're now attacking those who try to pay their respects. And one woman claimed the woolly flock tried to headbutt and ram friends and family members.
She said
the animals were kicking out with their back legs and they were not the friendly sheep we knew at all, unfortunately. If my mother or our friends were walking, it would actually be dangerous, she says. Now, the cemetery coordinator, Duncan, he admitted the sheep can be a bit, and this is his words, they can be a bit in your face. Right?
Duncan, Duncan, if you are in charge, you're responsible for making sure that, like, either they're well behaved when there is a...
How do you make sheep behave? Yeah. How would you do it?
Duncan is the man. I'm not in charge, but I'm just saying if they're not going to be behaved during this, and they should be moved when there's a...
Okay, well, I'm going to help you out here. He says, right, that they're probably just looking for food and they pose no real threat. So what you've got to do...
That's not the point. They're ramming.
If the sheep bother you, you have to stand still and clap your hands and shout at them. Go away, sheep! Go away!
She can't be doing that in the middle of a, like, service.
I mean, look at if he came running at you, Sean.
I honestly think Duncan would want to take a look at his job spec, because I'm sure his job spec is included in it is to keep the people in the graveyard safe. And by allowing that behaviour, it's not keeping them safe. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, just remember, stand still, clap your hands and shout at them if you have a run-in with a sheep, okay? In a graveyard or elsewhere.
They're paying your respect or visit. No, I think this is way too dark.
Beat breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Right, World Cup ticking along nicely, and a lot of interest last night in the first England game.
Doesn't suit me. The times don't suit me. No. It's too late for my
unless
little...
Unless it's the 6 o'clock game, you're out.
Well, unless it's weekend. But I just feel like it's... You'd really... If you were really invested in it, you'd kind of have to take some time off to commit to what times the matches are on in the middle of the night, like even 11 o'clock. Was there one at 11 last night? There was one at 6, was there? And one at 8? One,
Portugal played at 6 and then England played at 9. And then there was more overnight.
Yeah. I mean,
you'd want to be very committed to stay up till 5 to watch Uzbekistan play Colombia, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but if you are into it, like, I don't know if anybody's taken control of the... There's a big, what wall you call chart. It, pull-out wall chart for the scores. I think the first day was filled in and now it's just... forgotten about. Okay. You know?
Anyway, England got off to a flying start last night after a bit of a scare against Croatia. Final result 4-2 in Dallas, which is a great start because Croatia are a good team.
But that was expected. Like, England were still expected to be the better team, were they?
Well, not with Croatia. They're their kind of jinx team. So Croatia knocked them out of the last World Cup and they've had some bad results.
But in the rankings of this one, England are ahead.
It's all about the rankings. She keeps quoting rankings at me now, like a statistician at the moment.
If I ask
rankings
Thomas,
mean nothing in the World Cup. Anything can happen, sure.
I know, but I still like to know who's against two like, and what are the chances,
like,
because then I'm
the
going for the
of
underdog.
Cape Verde getting a draw against Spain.
Yeah, exactly.
With the rankings.
But that's why I like the rankings, because if I see Cape Verde aren't expected, I'm going for them, because okay. I'm like, okay. Whereas if I see the other team are high up, I'm like, well, now I'm rooting for the underdog. Okay. All right, you know what I mean? That's why rankings are important. I like the rankings. I can stay with the rankings.
Well, the main reason it seems that England won last night is because they followed their superstitions and pre-match rituals. And I learned this yesterday. Declan Rice has a very specific ritual before the game. He has to wear a specific pair of trainers with his tracksuit because he thinks it's good luck. And in an interview, he said that these shoes, these runners, have history for him. He always wears the black pair. In my mind, if I don't wear them, I don't think we're going to win. And he says he also eats the same meal before playing a game. 4 pancakes covered in syrup or honey. And that advice came from a nutritionist.
I wouldn't have said that was like the healthy food healthy. That you would... I would have thought they'd be bulking up on like pasta or, you know, protein. Yeah. Like.
But he says, I don't understand the science behind it, what's in them or anything, but it gives me a high energy boost when he eats
like
pancakes.
After eating all that sugar, like, would you not get like
4 pancakes? You know when you go mad on Pancake Tuesday and your stomach's like... Yeah.
Would you not get like the... You know when you eat too much sugar and then you, like, you're not out on the pitch going, oh, I'm wrecked, I feel a little bit... I don't understand that. Anyway, you're talking about rituals and the things that you do before a big game, a big...
Show.
Event, a big, what else would you be doing?
Presentation,
even in work. Do you have something that you do that kind of you have to stick to or else something will go horribly wrong? Do you want to go first?
Well, I'm not overly superstitious, but when I'm doing one of my big presentations, as in the big ones in Europe, like in a European capital, I am
an international speaker.
Yeah, I'm very conscious about my socks and jocks.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not that there's one particular pair. Well, clean is always a good start, but they have to be good. They have to be good ones. You know, like, they couldn't be like a hole or like anything like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think then my presentation will go well if my socks and jocks are good. What about you?
So the only thing that I can think I definitely had a superstition around was when we started to do our live Daily Dilemma Uncensored podcast, the first show we did, the first live that we did in Waterford and Bank Lane 3 years... No. Is it 3 years ago?
I don't know. I've no
Could
concept
it be two
of time.
I have no concept of time. No, it was two years ago. 2.5 years ago. I wore leather pants. And then when it came to the next one in Wexford, I was like, well, that went well, so I'll need to wear something leather again. Mm. And then the third one was in the Spiegelstein. So I was like, well, I can't do... two leather and not wear leather now because it's the biggest gig to date. So I did 5 uncensored lives and I had to wear leather. And to be honest, I think it worked because we did a good job. So leather was my thing. Yeah. I was convinced that if I didn't wear leather, we weren't going to have a good show.
So were you going to keep that forever?
We did a show recently at Greenfields.
And you did?
No leather.
No, that was
but
Daily
it wasn't,
Dilemma.
It was Daily Dilemma Live, but not Daily Dilemma Uncensored
it's
Live.
It's funny that you said that because I wore denim and now I'm wondering, do I have to wear denim to wear denim?
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, that's us. It's Monday. Straight into this. I mentioned it a couple of times. I've been well on, like well into the football over the last few days. I watched one match a day. I know that's not like overly impressive, but it is for me because I genuinely on Saturday night was like, I just want to sit down and watch the football. Mm. Yeah, I'm really enjoying having something on in the evenings to get behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's the tournament has well and truly kicked off. Some of the big teams have been in action already. And of course, a lot of the players have been out in the States for a couple of weeks acclimatizing to the heat and the weather.
I'm struggling with the water breaks though.
Yeah. Oh,
Like, it's so basically, Amy, a match is 90 minutes, but after is a 20.
22 and a half, yeah, halfway point.
They take a break to get water because of the heat. But, like, they did say the other day, I think it was in New York, it was 18 degrees. I was like, get over yourself, it's not that hot, is it?
It's huge.
They said 18 degrees. Yeah,
no,
maybe humidity.
It's hotter than that.
Well, so they said 18.
I was looking at the ITV guys up on that, and I think they were all sweating. It was like 30 something.
Oh, maybe I'm being mean. I thought they said 18 degrees, and I was like, that's an Irish summer.
Mm. well, anyway, one of the headlines you might have seen late last week was England footballer Declan Rice. And he wasn't the only one. There was a number of English players who did their official team photos, and the sunburn had caught up with him. He had red face, red arms. There was a kind of band on his arm where I think he must have been wearing either a watch or a tag. And everyone was laughing at him. And he has revealed that his mother killed him after he was photographed badly sunburned during their pre-World Cup photo shoot. He says, I think everyone's seen those photos. I was bright red in that photo shoot. My mum was killing me. And he says, it's been very difficult, the heat and the sunshine. And I laughed at this because, like, he's an England footballer. What is he? We had this on Phil's game. Is he 28?
27.
And still, his mum rings him and gives out to him.
Ah, but she's right. You have to put your sun cream on. Declan, I think, I think it's warranted to play this. Give me a little bit of this. Go on.
Mother knows best.
So it doesn't matter how famous you are, how big you are, or what age you are. Your mum is still going to give out to you over certain things. And that's what I want to delve into this morning on the show. I want to find out whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, what is it that your mother still gives out to you about? I'll start. There's two things. One is the same as Declan. My forehead, if it's anyway red, and my forehead always goes red in the sun. And my mother is, oh my, Niall, I'll do a video call with her. Would you not wear a hat?
I'm you should have worn a hat. You've got a red head after you're going to town at the weekend.
Niall. Well, I have a factor 50 in my bag, in my man bag, that I put on my forehead. It just doesn't work. I just shine. So that's number one.
You just shine.
Sunburn my mother still gives out to me about. And number two, my tattoo. Not a fan.
She's not a fan.
She's
never going to be. And that's probably just a generational thing. She doesn't like them. She doesn't see what the point of
criminals.
Them is.
I think only criminals have tattoos.
You can't say that.
That's what she tells me all the time.
Well, there's a lot of criminals.
I say, well, all of my friends are criminals then. the tattoos and the sunburn are the two things my mother still goes for me despite my age. What about you? Does
everything,
Anne give out you?
Everything. No, she doesn't give out. She's very clever in how she approaches things. She has a real issue with the fact that I love Diet Coke. I mean, like, she just wants me to give it up. She has been saying it for years, not good for you, blah, blah, blah. And I get it, it's not the healthiest drink, but I do try and cut it out. And then there was one day a few weeks ago where I think I had like maybe two cans over the weekend, and Eve was in her house and she told on me. My child told on me. And so mum picked it up with me later on. She said, Eve's told me you've been hopping off the Diet Cokes. I was like, I'm really sorry. She's like, Shona, I've told you before, you need to really give those up. And I just, it's funny, isn't it? When your mum gives out to you like that, you revert back to being, now she didn't give out, but you do revert back to being that kind of like child or teenager who's getting in trouble. You're like, I know, mom, I know, I'm going to give them up. I'm going to do it. Yeah. There's nothing that kind of changes in your kind of head, even though I'm a fully formed adult. I've had my own child, managed to get a husband, keeping down a house to the best of my ability. And yet still, if mum calls me out on something, I just feel like I've failed a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, Amy, what do you still get given out over?
My jacket going outside. My mum always bring
a jacket.
Yeah. It's not cold. You need a jacket. And then, you know, I don't. And then say a month later I'm sick. It's because you didn't
the
bring
jacket.
A jacket.
Oh. It's the jacket. Yeah.
Kills me for it.
Okay, we want to hear from you this morning. Despite your age, what is the one thing that you still get given out to by your mom?
Mother knows best.
085-102-9103. Let's start with Shannon. Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
Morning.
Hey, darling girl. Tell us about what is that one thing that you get given out to by your... Actually, what's your mom's name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay, do you think she's listening this morning?
No, I wouldn't say so. Okay, she'd kill me for about it.
We're talking about her on the radio. Right. Do you mind us asking, like, a ballpoint what age you are?
I am 31.
Okay. And still, Lisa has an issue with what?
She gives out because I don't iron.
Right.
She gives me an awful time. She would iron bed sheets and everything.
Do you have an iron?
I have an iron. It's buried in under the stairs somewhere.
You just don't use it.
I have a pre-iron sitting on the dryer that if something needs to be ironed, we'll just throw it in the dryer.
Yeah, the only time I will iron is if I have to iron a shirt, you know, like a shirt sometimes needs ironing. Other than that, no. And you're right, Irish mammies have an obsession. Bedclothes, towels, boxers, socks.
I'm such a
traditional. You don't have to iron those things.
No, I don't iron boxers and socks, but I iron everything. Like, I would iron every night.
Wow.
Would you?
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah.
Mom spends the whole Sunday. Sunday is her ironing day, and she goes through her piles of clothes and her bed clothes and like her knickers and socks and everything. Yeah. I won't be bothered.
Yeah. So your life's too short.
Your mom, Lisa, and my dad, Phil, are the same. Phil's the ironer in their house, and you'd come into the house and he'd have the whole setup, and he'd be watching the telly. And he'd do his ironing at the same time. And he loves it. It's meant to be quite therapeutic. But I would iron for the next day every night.
I'm not good at it. So I don't bother. Probably because I don't do it anymore.
Yeah. But I think you're right. I think most clothes now are like kind of almost anti-wrinkle. Like this, right? But I couldn't put on a pair of jeans now if I didn't iron them fresh.
Really?
No,
you should try the pre-iron setting on your dryer. It only takes like 15 minutes and they come out without any creases in them. It's great.
I'm not familiar with that setting. I don't know.
It's great.
I might have a look.
And if something still needs ironing after that, then fine.
The only thing I will say, Shannon, is I'm a little bit old fashioned. I think the dryer shrinks stuff.
Maybe pennies, bits, and walls and stuff.
I see where you're going with that one. I see where you're going. Anyway, shout out to your mom, Lisa, who irons everything in sight. She's always going to have that on you, but that's okay too. You're happy in your own little world, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Well,
yeah.
Good. Stay there. Have a brilliant day, darling girl. Thanks so much for chatting to us. Bye, love. A
couple of other quick ones. Message here from Paulina. Drives my mom crazy that, in her words, you have time for everything and that I forget things. She'll ask me to do something and then always follow up with, I'll remind you later. Well, why not ask me on the day of it rather than 2 weeks beforehand?
Michelle said, mess. My mom gives out about the kids' toys being everywhere while they're playing with them. I'm an only child, so I've never had to deal with multiple kids playing with different things. She can't wrap her head around letting them play and tidy up later.
Okay.
She can't be tidying up in the middle of play.
No.
Like, do you know what I mean? Let them play.
Get up. You in the morning. Beat breakfast.
World Club ticking along nicely. And highlight today for those who can stay up late, Scotland playing at 11 o'clock tonight against Morocco.
As much as I'd love to commit to that, it's not realistic.
Okay.
It's a Friday night and I was out late last night.
Mm.
But I am rooting for Greg and all of Scotland.
Greg, our listener, is in Boston today.
He's haven't heard from him actually.
No, well, that doesn't surprise me.
He's having the time of his life, and rightly so.
Yeah, that's the big game, and plenty more games across the weekend. Actually, there's a good game tomorrow, show if you're home. The Netherlands and Sweden at 6 o'clock.
That would be a good game. Yeah. That's a good time for me as well. Yeah, I can do that.
But as we watch the World Cup, obviously lots of controversy, but one thing that a lot of people are talking about and quite annoyed about in Europe is the hydration breaks. So at halfway point in the first half and at halfway point in the second half, they take 3 minutes. They all drink some water. Understandable, I suppose, in the heat. But a lot of people think this is really just for American TV to sell more ads. That's what it's all about.
3 minutes? Because that's what they do in
all the other
their games
baseball.
Over there.
They do quarters rather than halves, and essentially they've now made football a game of quarters instead of a game of halves.
It does make, like, I know I'm not an avid football watcher, but I will be come new season, because don't forget I have to pick a team
ahead of the new season.
But I do find, just from a viewer point of view, it kind of does break the flow.
And for players, you know, they might be on a kind of roll of energy and then all of a sudden they have to stop. But I was watching it there the other evening and they're drinking their water and I went,
boring.
Boring. Water's a bit boring.
Boring.
I know they need it, but, you know,
boring.
If I had 3 minutes on the pitch, like 3 minutes in the middle of the show, we should take a hydration break.
Yeah.
What would I like instead? What could they bring me that I think would give me energy, would give me exuberance, would give me just fulfillment?
Like, make you feel like you can go back out on that pitch and attack.
Yeah. So I have two suggestions instead of water for the hydration breaks, and we'll take yours. 085-102-9103. Some poached eggs. And poached eggs with no cress, a little bit of salt, and I think I could get two of them into me in 3 minutes. And
I wouldn't
slapping around your belly.
your belly is already moving a lot from running around, and you're throwing down two poached eggs. I don't know, wouldn't be feeling it. Yeah. But anyway, go on.
The other thing I think they could do is they could bring out some pets. And you could just cuddle your pet for 3 minutes.
Ashley would be so amazing at that, because if you had her on the sideline, she's the most loving dog in the world, right? And even if she hasn't seen you for 2 minutes, she would react as if she hasn't seen you for 10 years.
Yeah,
so it would be perfect coming off for a little break. She'd just give you all the love and attention that you need. That would really
And then you go back out and you do it for her.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I've thought about this long and hard since you brought it to the table at the production meeting yesterday, and there's only one thing that I would ask for at the side. Now, I would need probably a little Diet Coke to wash it down. Sorry, Mum. But I would like Finny...
Oh, the fizz, running back on the pitch. You're belching from the fizz.
Never mind my belching with the fizz. You've got eggs coming up. You've got yolks coming out of you. I would have a Finny smooth strawberry pencil. And you don't know what these are.
I know you love your strawberry pencils.
So, Urlar Apple, is to blame for my addiction to these. I had to actually stop myself a couple of years ago, right? About 5 years ago now, she introduced me to these. They're strawberry pencils, but they're smooth, right? I don't know if you know what they are, but they're like, how do you describe them? They're
like tubes.
Tubes,
It's almost a sweet licorice around the outside, and then a cream in the inside.
But these are smooth ones, right? You have to try them and you have to come back and report to me. I went through a phase of liking these so much, Jamie, that I ordered a batch of them online. They came in a box. You know the way you'd order them for a supermarket. I had to pull back. All right, I ate too many. I've not them for a while, but I think if I had those on the sideline, bit of Diet Coke, bit of Ashley, back out on score a goal.
Hammer them in, Patrick. Amy, what would you like for your hydration break?
I would do, the little Mawam sweets.
The
tiny little ones, and I would have like a few of them.
There's loads of them out there.
Why I was inspired. I was like, I forgot how much I love them.
Yeah. Haven't had a smooth strawberry Finny though.
Or a poached egg. Right, let's hear from Trisha quickly on this.
Okay, go.
The only thing I'd need on the sidelines for that hydration break thing, if I was playing in the World Cup, would be an oxygen tank. I wouldn't be able to run around that field like they do.
Oh, an oxygen tank. Good call.
Practical. Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Friday morning, and on Friday we have a little bit of crack in the form of the Friday Game Show, giving you the chance to win every week a €50 one for all voucher. And as Niall rightly pointed out, this Sunday is Father's Day, so therefore the Great Beat Breakfast this Sunday, the 21st, is Father's Day. Friday Game Show is titled so. And giving it a crack this morning is Kirsty.
Hello.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, darling. We're good. Now, how's your day looking, Kirsty? Actually, where are you? Sorry.
I am pulled over. I was on the way to Nace for a bit of shopping.
Okay, but whereabouts are you right at this moment?
Niall, I'm really bad at directions, so I'm on a road.
Okay, but are you in Carlow? Are you in Kilkenny? Are you in...
Oh, Wolfsburg? I'm in a tie.
You're in a tie. Okay, sorry. In Kildare.
Niall, she's bad at directions.
She's bad at directions.
We've put her under pressure.
Do you know what? You and Show, you will get on really well. She's been here working here 10 years in Waterford, and she still doesn't know any of the street names.
If I have to go to a certain shop, even when I go to Smith's or Hook and Ladder, I have to put it into my sat
nav. I'm in a tie since I'm 6 years of age, and I still don't know the street names.
There you go. I don't feel so bad. Kirsty, what are you shopping for today, darling girl? What are you looking for?
Nothing in particular.
Oh, okay. Browsing, the best type. What's Nace like for shopping?
Do you know what? The main street in Nace is lovely because there's a lot of kind of independent stores that you wouldn't find elsewhere, rather than the big brand stores. Am I right?
Yeah, that's what I like about it, Jeff.
Oh,
yeah.
Deadly. Okay. And what's your weekend plan, Kirsty?
Soccer matches and birthday parties with kids.
Okay, all right.
They have a better social life than we do.
I hear you.
The only thing is the weather is looking fairly decent for the weekend, so at least they can have a bit of fun in the garden or whatever.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and are you going to break it all? Will you go away or you do anything during the summer?
I think we're going for dinner for Father's Day is all, really.
Okay. Yeah, and
she always likes to ask about holidays. Have you any holidays planned?
No, nothing yet. We're looking at Tenerife.
Lovely.
Oh, lovely, Kirsty. Lovely. Now, who's in the car with you? Who's in the car?
Little Dara is his name.
Ah, what age is Dara?
He's 10 months old.
Perfect. He'll be brilliant for this quiz. He'll be brilliant. He's going to absolutely nail this, so he is. Have you heard the Friday Game Show before?
No.
Okay. Brilliant. I love that. You're in for a treat.
Kirsty, it's very silly and it makes no sense.
That's okay.
And you can't get it wrong. So I'll tell you again, the name of it is The Great Beat Breakfast. This Sunday, the 21st, is Father's Day Friday Game Show. And all of the questions are centred around those words in the title.
Okay.
Okay. Now, they're multiple choice. That's what we mean. You can't get them wrong. and we'll help you along the way. So if you're ready to go.
Are you ready, Kirsty?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Come on, Dara. Don't let us down now, all right? Question number one. No, oh, thank you, Dara. Thank you. Question number one on the Friday Game Show. It's your 21st birthday. It's tradition, Kirsty, that you get how many kisses. Don't answer that. It's a multiple choice option, okay? So is it A, 221, B, 12, or C, 21? Take your time as well, Kirsty. What's best with this game is if you just let it settle and maybe confer with Dara, obviously.
No, it's a joint effort.
It's not just you, Kirsty.
Is it 21?
Did Dara agree?
Yeah.
That's 1 point on the board, Kirsty. It is going well. Question number two. What is the correct Star Wars Darth Vader line from the movie franchise? Sorry, Dara. I'll give
Wait
it
for
to
the
you.
Options,
the
Dara.
Options, Dara. All right, don't peek. What's the accent again? What's the voice?
Luke.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Luke.
A. Luke, I am your great-great-grandfather. B. Luke, I am your father. Or C. Luke, I am your third cousin once removed.
So now I think it's Luke, I am your father.
Well done. Bonus point for the accent.
I like the way you did a bit of acting. You're really getting into this, Kirsty. Yeah, are you having fun?
Yeah, love it.
How's Dara?
He's good.
Yeah, good. Okay. We're moving along nicely here at a good pace. Question number three. What is the correct title of this well-known song? There are options, Dara. Okay, don't you worry. Option A. Is it Easy Like Wednesday Morning? Is it B. Easy Like Friday Morning? Or is it C. Easy Like Sunday Morning? Take your time. Ask Dara because I feel like he missed out on the last one there.
Dara reckons it's easy on a Sunday morning.
Easy Like, but yeah, we'll give it to you.
Oh, Easy Like.
It's okay, because that's not the title of the song. The title of the song is just easy. It's just the lyrics. Just be pedantic.
I'll note that for myself for next time that I use that. All good, Kirsty? All good in the car?
All good.
All good.
Three out of three so
you're
far.
You're making a mockery of people listening to the quiz this morning because you're doing so incredibly well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Sean, I don't know whether to take that as a joke or...
It's a regular catchphrase we use on this game show.
I really feel like you've stumbled into something and you're just going, I just want to go shopping on the main street in Ace with Dara, maybe get a coffee, and here you are live on Beat Breakfast just going, what?
I have my coffee already. Good moment.
That's why you're doing so well.
Yeah, what's your order? What do you get?
Vanilla latte.
Ooh, nice. Bit of a pump of vanilla, as they say. Right, okay, question number four. That's what you call it.
I know. It's just... Sounds funny.
Why does it sound funny?
I have a pump of caramel in my latte.
Do you? Okay, question number four, Kirsty and Dara. What is the correct name of this well-known comedy show? Is it A, Father Fred, B, Father Ned, or C, Father Ted? Now, is Dara a Father Ted fan?
No, he's not, but my husband's a Father Ted fan.
Yeah, I think she kind of just gave you the answer there. Like, not that you were stuck.
Yeah, she really did.
Not that you were stuck anyway, Kirsty, but...
Oh, I'm an idiot, Kirsty. I'm an idiot. The one with the brains around here is Dara, and then you, Kirsty, and me, no. It was indeed Father Ted, and I helped you out on that one. And what I will say is you've been phenomenal. The next question is an audio clue.
Yeah. Okay. You got to work a little harder on the last question, okay, Kirsty?
Okay.
So here's how it works. We're going to sing the lyrics of a very well-known song in studio, and then we're going to stop, and you have to sing the next couple of words.
Oh, God.
No, Kirsty, it's fine. Yeah. Look at me. I'm an Egypt over here. You'll be absolutely fine. We're rooting for you.
Shona, you get paid to be an Egypt. Yeah, I won't. You
You're getting paid with a 50 or one for all. So don't stress.
Okay.
That's the best line anyone's ever said to me. You get paid to be an Egypt.
Put that on your LinkedIn.
I'm going to put that on my LinkedIn today. I haven't been on LinkedIn for ages, but that's a good comeback, isn't it?
Paid to be an Egypt.
Right, Kirsty, let's do this. We are going to sing to you. Now, what we do before we start is we warm up our vocal cords. Are you a singer, Kirsty?
No. I have what you call a shower voice, Shauna.
Okay.
Do you know what I love about you, Kirsty? I love the way you say my name. You know, I really love it. It's really lovely. You just see, you've really
yeah,
lovely
speaking. Really called Shona by people. On,
it's
on this
just
show.
Lovely. I really like that, Kirsty. Kirsty, what we need to do is warm up our vocal cords because it just kind of helps with the it helps to kind of
loosen
the larynx. So what we'll do is we'll do a little yum 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 yum. And now you two in the car.
It's just like bird watching.
And does Dara have anything there?
No, Dara is eating a jambon.
Oh, she's so hungry. You shouldn't have said that to her. She's...
Sorry.
Yeah. Dara is my idol. 10 months and eating a jambon.
I'm a legend.
No, well, just the inside of it. not the pastry.
Killian's doing the same at the moment.
Killian's eating a jambon in the office as well.
Okay, right. Your
Let's
song.
Do this, yeah.
Think Christmas. That's your clue. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Here we go. We're going to sing. When we stop, you sing the last word or two, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Baby, if you've got to go away, don't think I could take the pain. Won't you stay?
A little, I don't know the rest, a little while. I don't know that.
E17, hoodies, Christmas. Won't you stay
another day.
Yay! to be fair to you, Kirsty, I was going to give you a little while because it would have worked as well. I think you are just wonderful, and I think you're a brilliant example of somebody who's up for a bit of Friday crack.
You just grab life,
and I love you and Dara in the car together. Him hopping off the jambon, answering where he needs to, and you just having a load of fun with us. Kirsty deserves the biggest round of applause. Thank you for making our Friday, Shana, darling girl.
Thanks, Shana and Niall. Have a lovely day.
You have a great weekend.
She said my name again. I'm weak.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.